Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go.
Hi, everyone, and we're back with another episode, and I'm super blessed to bring to you three questions to jumpstart healing after trauma. You may notice that it's been a couple weeks since I've published an episode. Full transparency, sometimes my body, well, especially the Lord says to take a pause, especially for healing. I have been in really good therapy, especially with EMDR. And back a couple episodes, I had actually my therapist on. And man, is she a gift to my life. But God directed me to, he set this up. I was looking for EMDR for a few years. And I just needed to wait for the right timing, which I totally understand now being on the receiving end of it. And as a coach myself, when the Lord is like, get therapy, you get therapy. It's one of the most healing things I've ever done, hardest things I've ever done to dig in. I guess it's digging, but it's also from a pure motivation of heart to heal and really follow the Spirit's leading. And I feel really, no matter what, I pray before each session. And anyway, I share all that to say with you, I just want to keep it real here on Recalibrating Hearts. I took a pause from February on, and I have some really neat interviews coming up for you. I feel like Miranda 2.0, but I won't announce that because man, anything you do in a business needs to be official, right? But I feel like a whole new season is coming upon me, and gosh, the Lord is so good to heal the brokenhearted and bind up the wounds, and I release that healing and wholeness over you. What he's done for me and what he's doing for me, he can do for you. So be encouraged as you listen. That being said, I wanted to take it to some bite-sized episodes for you, these next couple episodes. And one today I have is three questions to jumpstart healing after trauma. I feel like this is very, especially for a podcast named Recalibrating Hearts, and just for you, my audience, it needs to be just a resource, and I just want to be a resource for you to be able to pop in your earbuds and just listen and heal, or listen and at least get something to jumpstart your healing. And after these questions, you take a journal, or while I'm asking these questions, you take a journal. Put on quiet music or not, calming music or not. I love Christian soaky music. And I just encourage you to write some of these things down. Now, I encourage my clients sometimes, as the Spirit leads, to write down a timeline of your life. So before I start with three questions to jumpstart healing after trauma, I encourage you to write down a timeline of your life. I do encourage you to cover this in prayer. And for those that don't believe, then definitely you'll want to do some deep breathing, and you'll want to get grounded and have grounding techniques that you know you can bring yourself back to center, to peace, whether it's snapping or tapping or following. I like to follow Anna, the anxiety coach, online on IG. But you want to have resources to support your healing. And gosh, for a while there, I didn't have that in my toolbox, and it was messy. But you don't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Now, healing is messy, so I'm just saying it's okay to be messy. You want to be supported, and I really want to have you supported. So the timeline of your life, you write down on a piece of paper or a big sheet of paper or whatever. You could type it out, but it's more healing to write, I believe. And you write down like 0 to 5 years old. If you can remember in the womb, beloved, it's very powerful. If you can remember 0 to 5 years old to 10 years old, 10 years old to 15 years old, all the way up to your current year and your current age, and would you go and would you write down and sit with it for a while and just really reflect on your life and write down significant trauma or marriages or divorces and write things down that pop up. And this is going to be a working timeline. Okay. This is going to be a working timeline. This is a tool you can use as any point in your life. Again, if you pray over it, I think it's really significant to ask Holy Spirit, will you show me what needs to be written down here? So a timeline of your life is really step one. Okay. Before the three questions, because you want something to work with. And also if you choose, go back to mom or dad, if you have that relationship established and they're safe. Okay. They're safe people or even a caregiver. Right. And just be like, do you remember any significant trauma or mom, how was your pregnancy with me? Okay. Like poke around and ask those questions. Sometimes on a healing journey, investigation needs to happen but you'll be led to, you'll just be like, I had this urge to just, some questions happened naturally when my dad was still alive one summer, just back and forth to his treatments. He would really share about his grandma, which was my great grandma. And I was like always listening and ready to take notes, but I was driving, so I couldn't. And I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, this makes sense that this generational abuse is here or this iniquity, right? A sin of, so I was very, it was awesome that his vessel was open and he was sharing because God knew I was doing really like cleansing bloodlines or cleansing, just healing. And I needed to understand some behaviors in our family line. So, right, trauma timeline of your life or trauma time, whatever you want to call it. And question number one, what lies am I believing about these situations? Okay, so you go in and here's the thing as well. To protect your heart, protect your mind, especially if you're a mother raising kids, homeschooling businesses like I have. I don't like get myself into a pit that I can't get out of. I mean, there's definitely tears. There's definitely weeping over pain. That's healing. Tears are definitely even an exchange of emotion. It's like a release of energy. But when it comes to this, I try to take a neutral point of view. Do I weep for the 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 15, 12-year-old? Yes, I weep for her. But it's healing, but it's also like in a way surgery. I think I prepped you enough. Do you see how much I care about you? I'm like, be careful, but do it with wisdom, but do it. Okay. What lies am I believing about this trauma? What lies am I believing for my instance, in my case was about my parents' divorce. What lies am I believing? Then you're going to, in a way, put that thought, these lies on trial, especially if it's a parent's divorce at 12 years old, like mine, 13, 14, that age, and it was my fault, right? Or I wasn't good enough, or those lies that the enemy feeds us that we come into agreement with, which becomes a stronghold. We want to clean that up. We want to break up with those. What lies am I believing? Number one, are they true? Okay, so we're taking deep breaths. We're grounding ourselves if we need to, if we're going back too much, but I hold Jesus's hand, I go through the blood of Jesus, and I go, Lord, show me, are they true? And it's time to just sit with stuff sometimes. Sometimes with healing, it's messy. Like I said, you sit in your stuff. Let's say some major pain is coming up. Yeah, note, I feel really led to say this right now. You're a parent that you need closure with might not be in this earth any longer. And my heart goes out to you. If you've lost a parent, I have lost a parent, and dear Jesus, the grief. It's coming up on a year now, soon, shortly, and you could just feel waves, right? Waves wanting to just come over us, me, my children, my husband and sister and family. And so my heart goes out to you. You can still get closure. Lord, what does she mean by that? Like, what do I mean by that? You can still get closure. And I guess, listen, a lot of this comes through life experience that I'm sharing with you and the Holy Spirit teaching me. And I just, it's at some point you can't deny it anymore. Like I used to really diminish who I was and deny the gifts and all that. And I'm like, well, Holy Spirit taught me, I have results, fruit, and looked it up in the Bible and all that. But sometimes Holy Spirit just teaches. And I had this conversation of a parent still living, but I couldn't have it with them. And the Lord is like, just talk to them like they're there. Get your feelings out. Those pain, that pain needs a voice. And I was like, all right. And I shared this before a while ago, so I'll revisit it. But like, I had this conversation that was super emotional from a betrayal, and I got to share my part. Like, I got closure. Like, I can't explain it other than loose ends getting, you know, closed. And within days, that family member repented to me and recovered with me for something there is no way on that radar that it was on her radar. No way. And I was like, that's powerful. And so it doesn't work forever. Like, how do I say that? It might not be for you, but if any of these tools, you take one and make it yours, you take one and integrate it, dude, beautiful. So number one, what lies am I believing after your timeline of your life? And are they true? And here is the beautiful thing about healing and the hope that's here. And let me infuse your life with hope. Let me infuse your realms with hope. Let me infuse the area around you with hope. There is hope for healing for you. There's hope for the deepest pain, the deepest hurt, the most broken, fragmented, you name it. And yes, spirits, souls can be crushed. Spirits can be crushed, fragmented. Look it up in the Bible. It's there. It happens. It happens. I had a fragmented soul, dude. No joke to come back from that. No joke, but God. So here's the beautiful thing is you can exchange those lies for truth because the truth sets you free. And it might not feel like the truth is the truth. Like, it didn't feel in the beginning like the truth, big T truth, was my truth because I engaged the small T truth for so long and I entertained it for so long and it became a part of me. But when I broke up with those lies, so what lies am I believing? Are they true? And I started breaking up with those lies and just coming out of agreement. Think about, even hear how powerful this is as I'm talking about it. Break up with the lies, come out of agreement with them. They no longer have a hold on me. They can't rule and reign in me. They can't take over territory in me. They don't get to live rent-free, right? They don't get my property. Like, seriously, precious, precious child. They don't get to do that anymore. Like, let that sink in for a second. What lies am I believing? Are they true? And I get to exchange my small T truth for the Father's big T truth. For big T truth, and it gets to have an exchange. The big T truth gets to settle. So what lies am I believing is number one. Are they true is number two. And what is the truth is number three. Lord, what is the truth about this? Was it my parents' fault or was it my fault? My parents got divorced. Was I not good enough? And hey, not good enough might not go away right away, right? Some of them are stubborn. I have no answers half the time other than it's a process. And God is the God of the process and God is God of the breakthrough and he loves you deeply. Like, he wants your freedom more than you want it half the time because sometimes in my journey I was afraid of freedom. So three questions to jumpstart healing after trauma. And you write down a timeline of your life and you do your investigation and do your work. What lies am I believing? Write them down next to the trauma, parents' divorce, my divorce, a new marriage, like all of it, because marriage is also stressful, like a new marriage. Oh, yay, joyful, right? We bring baggage in. We bring childhood baggage in. We bring previous marriage baggage in. If that's you, like me, I was married before, and some of the stuff wasn't even activated. I call it activated. These are my words. Some of my trauma wasn't even activated or come to the front until I was married again. In the kind of the same similar quote-unquote situation. Like, healing is messy, okay? Like I just told my clients yesterday, one client yesterday, healing is messy. And sometimes we need to sit in the mess. Not self-harm, not all that. Hear me clearly. Not that way. Sitting in the mess to actually see what's around, to see what I've been believing for so long, to see what I've allowed in victim. And you are a victim if there's trauma. But the hardest part, and someone needs to hear this, is I become a victim to myself. I victimize myself while the victimizer is gone, the perpetrator's gone, right? And then I continue to do the enemy's job, I do the evil's job, and then I'm left in a spinning, stupid cycle and destructive cycle that there feels seriously no hope and that it's hard, you can't get out of it. I've been there before, beloved. I've been there before. Goodness, the biggest thing to overcome is the battle of the mind. Three questions to jumpstart healing after trauma, just to follow up here and to close. What lies am I believing after you write out the timeline of your life? Are they true? And really exchange that true for what is the truth? What is the truth? You can go further, right? As a quote-unquote pro tip, whatever. You can go further. What am I going to choose to believe? Listen to how powerful that question is versus victim. To be an overcomer, or some my therapist calls a survivor. To me, that sounds weak. Whatever, I'm still working through that. From victim to overcomer, what am I going to choose to believe? What am I going to choose to believe about this situation? You know, lastly, you grab the word of God. You grab the word of God and you write down what he says about you. You write down what he says about you. You grab the word of God. You sit with Holy Spirit and the Father. Deep breathing. Connect with him. Lord, what do you say about me? How about what, Lord, what do you see about the situations? And some he'll give feedback about, and others are better left just to recover with and just to let it be, because it is just had its time. It had its time with you. The trauma has had its time with you. I'm just going to pray over you right while we close here. I just feel led. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up every listener within the sound of my voice. Lord, who is going to embark on this trauma healing and embark on healing their trauma. And Father, would you be bigger than their trauma to them? Would your voice be louder than the accusers? Lord, would you turn up the volume of your voice for them? Lord, I release healing over every heart. I release heaven's love and the Father's love over every listener. Over every spirit, soul, and body, I speak total wholeness, healing, recovery, restoration. And Lord, that they would know you like they're meant to know you. See you the way they're meant to see you. Experience you the way they're always meant to experience you as a child of God. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great, guys. Get to work on your timeline of your life and connect. Oh, would you do me a favor? Would you share this episode if this has resonated with you, or just because you want to help somebody out? Would you share this episode or write a review? Goodness, if this resonated with you. And if you're looking for a coach, I'm going to always share it, because you never know when that person is ready. When you're ready, go to mirandawendler.com/coaching. That's mirandawendler.com/coaching. Okay, I'll see you soon.